Good evening. It is time once again for the stand up, sit down show or something of that nature. I really don't care what it's called. When we last left our hero, Jack McUnemployable, he had just made a fortune selling tobacco-based fizzy beverage.
Yes, that is right. I had become extremely wealthy selling my cigarette butt soda. I had become so wealthy, in fact, that I bought a mansion in California and then had it moved back to England.
You had your mansion moved to England?
My mansion? No, that would be silly. I wouldn't move my mansion to England.
Oh, what did you move then?
I moved California to England.
Well, I'm sorry that things worked out so well for you, Jack. I know you had your heart set on becoming poor and destitute.
Yes, yes. I do not know if I shall ever become a hobo now.
Is there anything I could do to help?
Well, you could take some of my money.
Oh no, I'm afraid I couldn't do that.
Well, why not?
Well, I became rich off the cigarette butt soda too, so I've so much money in my wallet, I couldn't fit any more in. I'm sure if I tried to stuff any more money into my wallet, it would explode.
Oh, please, just try. You would be doing me a big favor.
Well, all right, I suppose I could fit in a 10 spot without incurring much damage. Let's just,
Ernie, what happened?
I told you my wallet would explode.
Are you all right, Ernie?
Oh, I'm fine. I just had some sense knocked into me.
Boo, hiss, boo.
Announcer Fogey, it is not polite to boo and hiss when we are being funny.
Well, when you start being funny, let me know and I'll stop booing.
He's right, you know. I think that's the funniest joke we've had all season.
Well, at least you agree with me.
No, I meant the announcer's heckling.
Oh.
Are you all right?
Yes, yes, I am fine.
What about your butler there?
Oh, not very well, sir. I do believe that I am dead, sir.
Mr. Gramley, you're the butler?
Oh, not anymore. I just told you I'm dead, sir. I done took a £5 note to the Windows Media Player, sir. I'm sure that's fatal.
Windows Media... Mr. Gramley, you have a tendency to get injured in the oddest places.
Well, that's because I travel a lot, sir.
Yes, I suppose so, but I don't think that a £5 note is going to kill anyone.
You don't think that £5 can kill a man, sir?
No, I don't.
I can prove otherwise, sir.
Well, all right, go ahead then.
All right, old still.
Ow!
What did you hit him with, Mr. Grumley?
A £5 rock, sir.
Ooh, are you dead, Ernie?
Yes, I do believe I'm quite dead, thank you very much.
See, told you so.
All right. No more hitting each other in the head now, please.
Very good, sir. Shall I hide our lifeless bodies for you, sir?
No, that won't be necessary. Why don't you go see who's at the door?
Oh, I'm afraid I can't do that, sir.
Why not?
Well, because they haven't played the sound effect yet.
Fogey!
Right. One moment, please.
I say, old man, I think you've got the wrong sound effect.
No. I don't have the wrong sound effect. That was me. I had burritos for lunch today. Pardon me.
I don't wish to know that.
Jack, you can't say that.
Why can't I say that?
That's a trademark line from another show.
I wish to be ignorant of that.
Better.
There, now you can get the door, Mr. Grumley.
Very good, sir. Hello, come in.
I'd be glad to, if someone would just play the sound of a door opening. Hey, that was a door closing.
Oh, sorry, sir. I'll just play that sound effect backwards.
Very good, very good. Now then, I'm looking for Jack McUnemployable.
Oh, he's right over there, sir.
Right over where?
Right over there where I'm pointing, sir.
I can't see anything. This is a radio program.
Oh, in that case, just follow the sound of my voice.
Oh, very good. Which one of you is Jack McUnemployable?
Well, I might be Jack McUnemployable. It depends on who wants to know.
Aldershot Smythe, agent of the Internal Revenue Service. And you are?
Fully Blinkersnout, pleased to make your acquaintance.
I don't think your name is really Fully Blinkersnout.
Oh, you don't?
No, I think you're lying, and I'm going to get the truth out of you.
Oh, really? Go ahead and try.
Are you Jack McUnemployable?
Yes.
Ha ha!
Oh, darn.
Mr. McUnemployable, why have you not paid your taxes?
Well, there's a very good reason that I haven't paid my taxes, Mr. Smythe.
And that reason would be?
I forgot.
You forgot?
I forgot.
Never expected such an ironclad alibi.
I do not believe I have enough capital left to pay my taxes, Mr. Smythe. Whatever shall I do?
I'm afraid there's only one recourse. We shall have to take your belongings.
Really?
Yes. Start by taking your car. What the? That was supposed to be a cash register.
Yes, I know, but I cannot seem to find the right sound effect.
Well then, continuing on, we'll take your boat, your private jet, your mansion, your butler Grumley.
I'm already dead, sir. Oh yes, I forgot.
And finally, your entire collection of humorous sayings by Comical Ollie, entitled There Are No American Tanks in Baghdad and Other Funny Stories.
Oh, no, not my... Oh, wait, that you can have.
I'll be back later to collect the arm and the leg.
Oh, my, I have been left with nothing.
You certainly have.
Nothing at all. Homeless, penniless.
Jack! You've done it!
Done what?
You've realized your dream! You've become a begging hobo!
Why, yes! It is true! I have nothing! I am dirt poor, just like my father before me! I have become a bum!
Jack, you do realize that British people listen to this show too.
Or, I mean, a hobo!
And that's all for the quest for unemployment. Tune in again next month when we present...
Untitled!
Yes, we've really got to start putting titles on these scripts.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, look, it is our boss, Orrin Otter.
What did you think of the show, Mr. Otter?
Oh, I loved it. You did a great job, everybody. Terrific show. And I have a nice fat bonus in every one of your paychecks.
Paychecks? Oh, no!